My father, Oliver Shalom, always used to say, if you want something done, ask a busy man. When we've got little to do, merely getting out of bed can pose an existential challenge. Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto writes in the Masilas Yesharim, The Path of the Just, that we're here in this world to do just three things: to serve Hashem, to serve God, to do the mitzvot, the commandments, and to stand up to challenges. One of the great paths to happiness in life is to realize that every experience that we meet in life is a challenge. True, some challenges are easier to spot than others. For example, it's fairly obvious when you're the father of a family subsisting on food stamps that it's a big challenge to keep your fingers out of an open bag with several $100 bills smiling at you. Other challenges, however, are more subtle. Success, for example. It's all too easy to fall prey to the myth of the self-made man. And just as no man in history has managed to create himself out of dust, so no business whiz has been able to conjure up his own millions. Everything comes from heaven. I know some very brilliant people who are washing dishes and some pretty dim ones who are driving Ferraris. Intelligence and success are but distant relations. There was once a businessman who made a vast fortune, and somebody asked him, how did he do it? He said, 90% mazel, luck, and 10% seichel, intelligence. And if I'd had less seichel, I'd have made a lot more money. Yaakov, Jacob, is called the Muvchar, the choicest of the fathers of the Jewish people. And yet, he had by far the hardest life. He grew up with a brother who wanted to kill him, Esau. And because of this, he fled to his uncle, Laban, who cheated him on a daily basis. On his way back home, his daughter, Dinah, was kidnapped and violated. And when he finally arrived home, he's told that his favorite son, Joseph, has been torn limb from limb by a wild animal. After such a life of stress, to seek some repose, some shelter from the storm would not seem unreasonable. And yet, the Torah finds fault with Yaakov, with Jacob, for his desire to dwell in tranquility. Rest and respite from pressure are given to us for one reason only: to be able to meet life's challenges. Pressure is life's default position. That's the way things are supposed to be. Rabbi Shlomo Volbe used to say that his most creative moments in Torah thought were when the phone was ringing off the hook, students needed his attention, and he had one foot out of the door to the airport. When we make that extra effort to function under pressure, God gives us that little extra help that lifts our lives from prose to poetry.